Another powerful explosion rocks us here in capital Damascus. Local reports say the blast struck the eastern district of Qaboon. There have been casualties reported. Syria has witnessed similar deadly attacks claimed by foreign-backed insurgents during the past several months. Damascus says it's ready to hold talks with the opposition to end the Syrian conflict. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid al-Muallim made the offer during a meeting with his Russian counterpart. Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry renews calls for regime change, saying Syrian President Bashar al-Assad must step down. Israeli troops attack Palestinians holding a funeral for Arafat Jaradat, a Palestinian detainee who died in Israel's custody. Dozens of protesters were injured in the clashes in the cities of Ramallah and Hebron al-Khalil. Iran has strongly condemned the death of Jaradat, calling on international rights organizations to prevent such crimes. Bahraini protesters stage a sit-in outside the country's main hospital, demanding the body of the regime's latest victim. Protester Mahmoud Isa al-Jaziri was shot in the head last week during anti-government demonstrations. The Manama regime has so far refused to return his body in fear of more protests. The governor of Bank of Greece says the country will stay in recession throughout 2013 for the sixth consecutive year. The bank's governor says the Greek economy has shrunk by 20% since 2008, and the number of people living under poverty has risen by more than 43% since last year. Spain's biggest lender, Caixa Bank, says it plans to slash some 3,000 jobs. It says the cuts are necessary to make it capable of buying several small rivals. The Barcelona-based bank's net profit plunged more than 78% to $312 million in 2012 over the previous year. Italy's state television Rai reports none of the four main political parties running in the country's parliamentary elections is likely to win a majority in the Senate. The center-right is seen getting 113 Senate seats, with the center-left gaining 105. Rai's projection also predicts 63 for a five-star movement and 20 for the centrists. Thousands of anti-government Ukrainians demonstrated in the capital Kiev in response to opposition calls for protests. The protesters shouted slogans against President Viktor Yanukovych. They also demanded the release of ex-Premier Yulia Tymoshenko and Ukraine's integration into Europe. The rally comes as President Yanukovych attends a European summit.